you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I couldn't help the snark coming from Don Trump Jr. today. He tweeted something to the effect of, hey, anybody know why nobody's heard from anybody in Hollywood today? Like, seems awfully quiet coming out of Hollywood today. Why is anybody in Hollywood talking today? And I guess that's not completely true, because there's been some celebrities that have kind of bitten back at the people that have been named, which is unfortunate. Again, there's going to be children at the heart of this that are going to be victimized. There's a lot of pain here to go around. But I have to say that when you're talking about the college scandal, it is largely a problem. And Kelsey Harkness mentioned this at the top of the show. Nobody's talking about the affordability of college. Nobody's talking about why Yale, when it has enough of an endowment to stay in business for like the next billion years, and they're still raising their price each semester on the students coming in. I mean, the reason that some college has gotten to be unaffordable is because other portions of college have gotten greedy. And when I consider the rate of return that people are getting in terms of the quality of the education, if my local junior college can actually give my kids the 2+2 and the the philosopher said this and turn in your English paper by this time, like if they can get the basics that gives them the skills necessary, but they really can find meaning and fulfillment in doing something with their hands or in some other aspect besides just the eternal grind of paying a college bill, I'm going to be all for it. We'll see what happens from there. Charlie Kirk, one of my favorite Twitter reads, also said today, how can anyone take politicians seriously who say they want to ban planes, abolish cars, knock down walls, kill all the cows, especially when they fly around on Gulfstreams and pull up to events in massive SUV limos and live in gated communities and host elitist fundraisers at steak restaurants? It does seem to put some of the AOC agenda under a bit of a microscope, does it not, that she ignores everything that she says to be for? I told Charlie he left one small thing out. You forgot to add bribing once great universities to take their spawn who'd rather be on Instagram except for game days. Anyway, who's going to have a better year this year, Lori Loughlin or Odell Beckham? I mean, that's, it's a Sophie's choice on that one. I'm Kevin McCullough. You stick around. We're glad to be with you every single day, hoping to obliterate a bit of confusion, amplifying some truth, and pursuing clarity. I'll see you tomorrow.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.